All right, diving in today, we've gotten a lot of questions about fine-tuning steroid stacks and, obviously how your body's responding and what results you're seeing.
Yeah.
It seems like it's so individual.
It is.
So I guess that's kind of our mission here is to explore the key decision points.
Yeah, exactly. It's really about understanding your own individual response
Right.
to these compounds, these training protocols, and really interpreting both your body signals and the data you're collecting, the performance data, how those two things come together.
So I guess the first big question a lot of people have is when do you even think about changing things up?
Right.
Like, I would think that if you're hitting a wall in your progress or not reaching the targets you've set, that would be a primary trigger to look at what you're doing and say, okay, maybe we need to switch something up.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a very common scenario where, if you're consistently falling short of your goals or your progress is completely stalled out, that's definitely a signal to start evaluating, what are the different levers you can pull.
Okay.
And one of those levers is dosage.
Okay.
So, with the current compounds you're using, looking at the doses. It's fascinating because it's such a balance, right?
Yeah.
Because on one hand, a slight increase in dosage could potentially reignite that progress,
Right.
but then you have to weigh that against the potential for increased side effects.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's not just more is better necessarily.
Exactly.
So what about, instead of changing the dosage, actually switching out one of the steroids for another in your stack? Why might someone do that?
Well, I mean, if the compounds that you're currently using just aren't delivering those specific effects that you're after, it might be because the inherent properties of those compounds aren't the best match for you,
Okay.
for your particular goals. So, for instance, different steroids have varying anabolic to androgenic ratios, which, influences things like muscle growth versus other effects. So a swap might make sense if you're like, okay, I'm not getting the muscle growth I want. Maybe I need to bring in a compound that has a different, ratio that's more aligned with that outcome.
Okay, so you're really kind of fine-tuning it based on what your goals are.
Yeah.
And it's not just what's in the stack, but also how long you're running it for, right?
Yeah.
I mean, cycle length seems like another thing that you can potentially adjust.
Absolutely. Cycle length is a big one. Extending a cycle could provide more time for those benefits to materialize,
Right.
especially if you're seeing like gradual progress. You're like, okay, it's slow, but it's happening.
Right.
Maybe we'll just extend this a little bit. But conversely, if you're experiencing unwanted side effects without seeing those, significant gains to justify it,
Yeah.
shortening the cycle might be a necessary adjustment to mitigate those issues.
Okay. So let's flip the script. Let's say you're actually exceeding your performance expectations. Does that mean just ramp things up?
Not necessarily, no. I mean, if you're hitting your goals comfortably
Right.
with minimal side effects, maintaining that current protocol is perfectly reasonable. Small, cautious increases could be considered, but you really want to be monitoring your body's response closely.
So it sounds like it's a really informed and thoughtful approach.
For sure.
And it seems like from what we've seen, there's one piece of advice that stands out above all else when you're considering these changes.
Absolutely. I mean, the most important thing here is to consult with a knowledgeable healthcare professional. That's paramount, because they can take into account your individual health profile, your training regimen, your dietary habits. All these things are critical factors. And, self-experimentation in this area can carry significant risks.
Right, it's not somebody to mess around with. So I guess, beyond that professional guidance, what are some practical steps that someone could be taking to inform these potential adjustments?
Yeah, I mean, I think tracking is key here.
Right.
So you need to be monitoring, objective measures
Okay.
like, strength gains, changes in body composition, but also paying close attention to, more subjective experiences. Like, are you experiencing side effects? How are you feeling overall? And this data really provides the evidence base for making those informed decisions. If you are interested in more topics like this, or you want to order stacks, you can do so by visiting publichealthlaw.best website. So visit publichealthlaw.best to get your bulking, cutting, and strength stacks for maximum results.
Okay, so really keeping a close eye on everything that's happening.
Yeah.
And I guess the big takeaway here is that adjusting a steroid stack based on performance is not like a cut and dry thing.
Yeah.
It's a nuanced process.
It is. It requires a lot of, careful observation of your individual response, a
Right.
clear understanding of your goals, and above all, informed decision making guided by that expert advice.
So it's really personalized. It's your unique physiology. interacting with these specific compounds and then your training.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, definitely not something to take lightly. What are, you know, for you, the listener, what are some of the key performance indicators that you are paying closest attention to in your own fitness journey? If you are interested in more topics like this, or you want to order stacks, you can do so by visiting publichealthlaw.best website. So visit publichealthlaw.best to get your bulking, cutting, and strength stacks for maximum results.
Something important to consider. Disclaimer: the content of our podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only.